Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. We have Viridian Strings with us today, and if you've been listening to classical IPR for a while, you know that this group has a slightly different configuration every time they get together. The group was founded by Interlochen Arts Academy alums and Northern Michigan natives Joe Skarick, who plays the viola, and Kyle Stocknick, who plays the cello. Each summer, Joe and Kyle invite their good friends and fellow professional musicians to join them in Northern Michigan for a few days. It's a vacation, but it's also a chance to play chamber music together. This week, they've assembled a piano quintet that includes violinist Nathan Meltzer, double bassist Nina Burnett, and pianist Umi Garrett. The program includes music of Clara Schumann and Ray Vaughan Williams and Franz Schubert's Trout Quintet. We'll start by talking with two of the guest musicians, pianist Umi Garrett and double bassist Nina Burnett. Now, Umi, you were with Viridian last summer. You were actually the first pianist ever to play, to break into Viridian strings. What made you want to come back this summer?
Honestly, last summer I had one of my favorite chamber music experiences in my whole life. It was so much fun working with everybody who was here. The people are wonderful. The music was wonderful. And we had such a great time, not just rehearsing and performing in town, but also getting to know each other and having meals together and having some day offs together. And I feel like that's really the best way to make chamber music. Yeah, everything about it was really terrific. And I was so excited to be invited back this summer. Yeah.
So, Nina, you are the newbie with the group. You've not played with Viridian before. What was the invitation like when they approached you to say, come to Northern Michigan and play chamber music for a few days?
I haven't played with this particular group of people all at the same time, but I've played with several of them individually. Umi and Nathan I've played with several times before. So I sort of know this chamber music festival already through Umi and Nathan. And I think if I remember correctly, Umi sort of made the connection between me and Viridian. I guess maybe they were looking for one more musician and Umi was like, oh, Nina's cool, bring Nina. And then I guess we have a piano quintet with bass, and there's only so many pieces that we could play with this configuration. So that's how the program.
They're great pieces, though, to play with this configuration. I have been encouraging, we'll say, Joe and Kyle, to do one of the Schubert quintets, either the C major quintet or the Trout quintet for years. And I guess I finally got my wish because this summer you're doing Schubert's Trout quintet. You're also doing this Vaughan Williams quintet that I did not know. How many quintets out there for this particular configuration of violin, viola, cello, double bass, and piano?
I'm off the top of my head, I can't think of more than three or four. I'm sure there's more, but it's definitely not a popular group.
As a double bassist, do you get drafted to play in these types of chamber ensembles pretty frequently?
The Trout and Vaughan Williams both are quite common repertoire for me. I have a couple more Trouts going on this summer. But it's always a pleasure, and with different groups of people, it's always so different.
Let's hear a movement from the Trout Quintet, music of Franz Schubert in IPR's Studio A. This is the third movement, the Scherzo. And we'll hear Viridian Strings, which includes Nathan Meltzer, Joe Skarick, Kyle Stocknick, Nina Burnett, and Umi Garrett.
Thank you.
Music of Franz Schubert in IPR's Studio A. We heard the third movement, the Scherzo of the Trout Piano Quintet, featuring Viridian Strings, whose configuration this week is violinist Nathan Meltzer, violist Joe Skerrick, cellist Kyle Stocknick, double bassist Nina Bernat, and pianist Umi Garrett. They are playing in Frankfurt and Traverse City during their annual gathering here in Northern Michigan. Now we'll talk with founding member Joe Skerrick and guest violinist Nathan Meltzer. Nathan, was last summer your first summer with...
Last summer was my first at Viridian Strings, yeah.
So what made you want to come back?
I mean, I had a really wonderful time. I've known Joe since we were 14 years old. I met Kyle for the first time last summer and became instant friends. And yeah, it was a highlight of last summer, and I'm thrilled to be back.
I had an observation when you were recording the last piece, which is that one member of the group, I'm not going to say who, because I don't know if this is like an offensive thing or not, they had a bow hair come loose. And so I didn't hear anything you were playing because I was just watching the bow hair flying around in the air. What is the etiquette when a bow hair comes loose when you're playing in a performance? Like, do you just ignore it?
I mean, I wasn't even aware there was a bow hair flying, if that answers the question.
Okay.
You just don't notice it, and unless, unfortunately, something happens that you do notice it. So typically the player will take care of it themselves.
So when it happens to you, what do you do?
What do you do? You break a lot of hairs.
I don't break that many
hairs.
You
break a lot of hairs.
I used to break a lot of hairs.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, you just wait for an opportunity, if like you have a rest or something, and then you just, you know, give it a little rip on either side. But it's a common, you know, if you're like, you know, feeling the music, yeah. In that Vaughn Williams, you know, there's a lot of just, you know, laying into the string. So yeah, your bow hair is gonna break. You know.
It's just part of the equation. Yeah, how many can you break before it becomes a serious problem?
Depends if you have a good guy to rehair it nearby or not. But I'd gotten mine rehaired in November, and last week it was like a quarter of my hair was gone, so I had to get it done again. So I would say the sooner the better. It really affects the sound, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And like when we were younger, I used to like,
yeah, I would
break, you know, I would be gone with half my hair within like a month. But that was because of technical issues with my own playing.
Oh.
But like breaking a couple of hairs in a, you know, every once in a while it's not an offensive thing to call out.
But we shouldn't aspire to break as many hairs as possible.
No, it's not.
It's always so interesting watching Viridian Strings in whatever configuration you have, watching you rehearse and do your sound checks and come together, because no matter who's playing, I'm always just so impressed at how democratic it is, just how egalitarian. I was watching as you were having a conversation of, okay, do we start this with just one beat or do we start it with a whole measure? And just the whole conversation, are there ever times that you actually have a real dispute? Like, no, you really disagree about how something should go.
It's less common for that to happen at like a summer festival because you don't have the time to get under each other's skin. And so it's, you know, it's easier, but like, I'm sure, I mean, you're in a professional string quartet. So I imagine you're
right. Yeah. Well, in these settings, the time that we have together or the lack thereof kind of dictates these decisions. And we all have the common goal of making the best performance we can. So people tend to be more flexible in those situations. But when you're in a group that remains in the same configuration, of course, different dynamics are established, just like anything, just like any workplace, honestly. So in that area, you kind of learn who may have stronger opinions about one subject versus another. That's what's so great about this is that, you know, we all just get to come together and have fun and try things out.
That whether we take a beat or a whole measure.
That's right.
You still get to play Vaughn Williams together.
Yes, exactly.
Well, on that note, it was the Vaughn Williams, actually, that you were talking about, whether to take a beat right. or a whole measure going in. So let's hear you play it now in Studio A. This is the Piano Quintet by Rafe Vaughn Williams. We'll hear the first movement with Viridian Strings in IPR's Studio A.
Thank you.
Music of Ray Fawn Williams in IPR Studio A, the first movement of his piano quintet, played by Viridian Strings, featuring violinist Nathan Meltzer, violist Joe Skerrick, cellist Kyle Stocknick, double bassist Nina Burnett, and pianist Umi Garrett. You can hear this piano quintet version of Viridian Strings perform music of Clara Schumann, Ray Fawn Williams, and Franz Schubert Friday night in Frankfurt at Oliver Arts Center, and Saturday night at the Denos Museum in Traverse City. Find details in this Studio A post at classicalipr.org. Jack Connors engineered this edition of Studio A. We had production support from Emma Stadelman. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.